WhiskeyDocKom today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. Our guest is Yari Mikola. The site is The Dimension Zone. His magazine or publication online is The Journal of Anomalous Sciences. To backtrack as we get to the middle section of the show, these viral videos at YouTube, UFOs over Jerusalem, he got a look at them, and we were talking about pixelization. What does that mean to the end user? The normal person who says, what's he talking about? Pixels, this, pixels, that. What does that mean?
Well, we were talking earlier about cameras at 2 megapixels. That's 2 million pictures for a certain perspective of a picture size. So in other words, 2 million pictures would get you like a 3x5 picture with clarity if you were printing it out on photo paper. Whereas with the new cameras now, where you have 8 megapixel, 10 megapixel, 12 megapixel, you could print it out on a wall poster and it would be crystal clear. So to give you an idea of the pixelization, that's what pixels are. It's a series of dots that we see. And for those of us that have actually looked, you know, I remember as a kid with my Silly Putty being able to put it on the Sunday comics and then be able to stretch it out and see all the dots that made up Batman. You know, that was really cool. I didn't know that those were dots. Look at that. Well, that's what
you're looking at. So Batman and Superman are just a bunch of dots. All those superheroes.
Bunch of dots in the newspaper.
That's it. Sure.
That's all it is. Photographs in the newspaper, that's all they are, dots.
Oh, who could have thunk it?
And it's no different, really, with the digital age, with a series of dots, millions of them. Now, when computers first came out, to get up to, I think it was 8 colors, 4 colors was the primary palette. Now we can get, you know, millions of colors. Now we can get millions of colors. And the thing is with the different color palettes, when you start merging two photographs, in this case, I'll use a photograph because it's the same principle with video. And you have one that is taken with a camera that has a different palette because you've taken it at a different location, so it bases the palette around that object that you photographed. And you take another picture with a different color palette and a different pixelization, total number of pixels, and merge them together. It's like trying to take cinder blocks and put them into a red brick building. They just don't look right. And consequently, when you get down to the level where you can zoom into those pixels, is when you see that the colors aren't right. Programs like Photoshop will actually try to blend those colors together and will try to recreate a smoothing palette to overlap them, to hide them a little bit better. So these are the kind of things that we look for. Is the photograph look like it's been manipulated at all by first looking at color palettes? Then we'll look at the pixelization, see if the squares match. Now, when you get down to the video level, not only can you bring in motion into a frame-by-frame video with programs like Movie Magix, or, you know, there's tons of them out there, but I think Magix is probably the least expensive for what it does. That's less than $100, and everybody can afford that at one time or another. And the thing is you can take the 30 frames per second, and then you can turn around and add your own overlays. This is how television programs bring in the smoke and the fire and the introduction of a big sale or whatever onto the screen when it wasn't there when they photographed it. So it's overlaying these videos on top of each other and then filming them as one. Another thing that you look at is the number of frames per shot. For example, H264, I have a high-definition camera from Sony that I can set the frame rate is up to 64 frames per second. Now, when you start getting anything faster than that, we really can't detect solid. For example, a fluorescent light oscillates at 60 cycles per second. It doesn't look like it's flickering, but it is. So the thing is 30 frames per second is pretty much the average for video. In some cases, when you convert that, it drops it to 29 or 28 frames, or even M4P or any of the other format, MOV. It'll alter the pixel palette, it'll alter the frame resolution, and it will alter a tracking that actually overlays the sound with the video. So it's like these little white lines on a black edge, very much like if you've looked at film negatives for 35 millimeter, you notice the little numbers on the bottom and the little hash marks. Those are markers that identify that film and verify that this film had this image at this location. The same thing with digital film.
Okay, now the big question I have before we go on is, are you able to manipulate the pixels and all these other elements to basically make it almost seamless, almost impossible to detect the fakery?
You can get really close, but it takes a lot of work because it's almost a frame-by-frame piece of work. Remember the old black and whites that everybody was colorizing? Those were done by computers, and guess what? They all had to be done frame by frame. That's why on the first attempts of colorizing a black and white into quote-unquote Technicolor, the palette was less than 250 colors.
So it didn't look very good, and of course I've seen the efforts where they used to take black and white movies and colorize them, make them color, and, you know, they all look dreadful.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with when you attempt to do a frame-by-frame adjustment by moving motion it. Now, the program that I actually have used in the past, and I actually have just upgraded to the new one. I haven't loaded it yet, but it's the Adobe Photo Editor, or After Effects is what it's called. And the thing is that it allows you to actually add, and this is the one that the video hoaxer pointed out, how he showed how he created the light array. And what it does is it takes, for example, the orb coming down, and you can expand the light field on it to reflect on the ground beneath it or all on objects around it. And the Adobe program will actually adjust the pixels where that light would fall based on the light schematics that are already in the photograph.
But you're telling me here that these photos of the UFOs over Jerusalem, these movies, don't have the proper lighting, right?
They don't have the proper lighting. And the one where I highlighted on the webpage where you can see the mask around the orb above the dome, you know, there's a white edge around it. That could have been done by one of two things. That could have been done by poor masking, which is my high suspicion, before it was turned into an FLV.
Now, we have to explain, masking is just like covering up something so you can put something else on top of it, right?
Right. For example, if I want to take your face and put it on a body like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They've done that, I think.
His body today, yeah. Pardon?
I think. They've got me on wearing suits. They've got pictures of me doing all sorts of different things and sometimes doing things we don't want to mention.
Well, you know, the thing is nowadays with digital witchery, you can make that look like it really is you. And this is why the digital forensics are such a big, I want to say, industry or business in the court systems. You know, this is why police forces have digital analysts to be able to determine if a photograph is authentic or not. You know, remember in the old days when they used to show a spy from Russia, you know, walking in the streets of Manhattan, and it was obviously something that was cut and pasted from him marching in the Kremlin to marching down Fifth Avenue. And they were crude at best. And you look at that, it's like National Enquirer. Hello, look, yeah, the Kremlin. Yeah, it doesn't happen today. But there are nuances and hints that will tell you whether it doesn't fit.
Now, there's actually a picture of Time magazine where you see Ronald Reagan and President Obama at their peak of their activity. So you see Reagan maybe in his late 60s or 70s, which is, what, 30 years ago? Because this is his 100th anniversary of his birth. And then you see Obama in his late 40s, and it's all just simple digital stuff that anyone could do. You can take anybody, put them into any surrounding, and make it look, well, almost genuine, maybe not, maybe if we apply the proper forensics. And we'll get into that, and I know Chris has some questions about the process and what your results are. We're talking with Yari Mikola. The site is The Dimension Zone. thedimensionzone.com. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Return with us now with Yari Mikola at the DimensionZone.com, his site with all sorts of sections about the paranormal and UFOs. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. And, of course, we're dissecting these movies on YouTube that appear to depict UFOs over Jerusalem and Israel, but maybe not so. Chris, you had some questions.
Well, I, first of all, I have an observation, Yari. Looking at these videos on YouTube, one thing I noticed is it looks like the actual background that shows Jerusalem at night appears to be a static image. I don't see any indications of moving lights, any lights twinkling or blinking. And it seems to me that this has all been done over a static image. Did you look into that aspect of the footage?
Yeah, actually, and it was from the third video, I did a close-up, and you can actually see through the scan lines from a television. And it looks very much like it was a still frame that they then put the video over the top of and then filmed the still frame through each frame. That was my comment, is that, you know, here it is from a video freeze frame. The fourth video actually does show streetlights, actually cars moving, or what appears to be cars moving. You can't see the car, but you can see the lights. Now, one of the questions that I have is, if the car is moving away from me, then why do I see the headlights? I mean, I'm looking at it going down the street, and then it comes into a zoom, you know, where it goes over the top of the highway, so to speak. So it was very a short section within the first part of the video. The thing is these lights, when it goes behind some buildings and comes out and the headlights are moving away from you, you still see the headlights. You don't see the taillights of the car. You just see the headlights. So that was one of the first clues that was probably either a dot added in to make it look like movement with a couple black dots behind it to make it look like a car, or that was another layer of a mask. But that was the only section, is the street in the foreground, that actually shows any movement of cars. The rest of it did look like it was freeze-framed. Also, in the far horizon, there is nothing. And if you look at a daytime picture of that same scene, you'll see that there's mountains and there are radio towers in the background, or something should have been showing up. Airplanes, whatever, hillsides. But it seems like it's been blacked out.
Hmm.
Kind of like, well, NASA's photographs of the moon where there's no stars in the background.
Right. Well, that could be an aperture setting.
That could be another set, and that could be another show.
Yeah, that could be a whole another show. One thing that has puzzled me about this is, you know, Gene had obviously indicated the timing of this, the release of this particular, quite a complicated hoax, if it is determined to be a hoax, which I suspect it is, and I think you're presenting some pretty compelling evidence to suggest that it was a hoax. But this brings the level and sophistication of hoaxing to a new level, with the subsequent layering on of additional footage. And this indicates to me that we're not dealing with your average hoaxer, that this may be some sort of more elaborate plan. When you tie the footage release in with the events that are happening next door or on the block there in Egypt, it does bring in some pretty compelling angles on why this was released when it was, and the sophistication and the amount of work that obviously went into this also I find very intriguing. And the whole political, cultural aspects of this, I think, are something that needs to be addressed as well.
Well, as far as the politics, I really don't see how a UFO in Israel could affect the elections in Egypt and all of the hoopla that's going on over there right now, as far as politically. I mean, okay, a UFO appears, you know, in Israel. But on the other hand, I think that a lot of the information that's being leaked out, if you will, is information so that we won't panic when something really does happen. So when something does happen, in the near future, you know, 2012 is coming up. People talk about that all the time. What I think is going to happen? I think you throw the old calendar away and get a new one. I'm sorry. I do think that there might be some geological shifting that might take place. You know, earthquakes, volcanoes coming up, only because we're going through a north-south polar change of the galaxy. However, when it, getting back to what we were just talking about, like I can get off on tangents. You guys just have to drag me back.
Well, hold on. You said a north-south polar change for the galaxy, or are you talking about the planetary magnetic field shift?
Well, no, the whole solar system is going through the galactic plane in 2012. We're well into it.
And what is your evidence or background to say that?
Well, I'm an astronomer at heart. I've polished my own mirrors. I've watched the night sky since I was a kid. But yeah, we are actually traveling through the flat edge of the galactic plane. We do that every 35 or 25,000 years. You know, go up one side, down the other, back through. This is a plate where we're spinning around. We're going through it and then coming out the other side in a hyperbolic curve, sound wave.
So it's like the galactic equator is what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're going through the galactic equator. And mm-hmm. If you figure we're taking our north pole and it's going to be hit, it's currently pointed at the south pole. And when we get it on the other side, it's going to be south pole to south pole. We're going to flip it around. You know, theoretically speaking, we've not seen it in humankind, so we don't know for sure what's going to happen. But anyway, that's a whole other story. This is the kind of stuff that the Dimension Zone covers, by the way, guys.
Okay, but let's get back to the pictures here. So now there have been some conflicting analyses, one suggesting that maybe at least one of these photos, a fourth photo, was genuine, a fourth film. Now, looking at all these videos, are there four of them? I thought there were three.
There's a fourth one, and the fourth one that came out is basically showing a bunch of, and it's on the forum chat. These guys chatting in a car, and then at the very end, there's a blank space, and then it goes to the video of the UFO over the dome. And I was told by one of the postings that it was originally an M4P. And all I could find was FLV, even from the link he gave me. It's only available in FLV 480 pixels.
Now, we have to explain something here. And one of the problems in analyzing this, these videos are very low resolution. So there's a lot of noise, a lot of artifacts and things that you wouldn't see if you had high-quality original. Is there a high-quality original? Does anyone know?
I haven't been able to find any. Yeah. But, let me explain a little bit about the process. If I
it's YouTube,
film,
YouTube compression. YouTube compression is really adding to that.
YouTube's compression, exactly. And the thing is what they want to do is they want to squeeze it down like a zip file so it doesn't take up so much space. And they give it the FLV format so it actually can be read by FLV players. And that's for instant play. That's why it starts up right away when you start a video online. DivX takes a little while to download the first few seconds while it buffers the a few minutes of film before it begins, and in some cases an MOV file or an AVI needs to get going or be completely downloaded before you can view it.
Okay, well, we'll get into more of the techniques in the background of this in a moment. We have Yari Mikola of the Dimension Zone. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack. Of the Rockaway, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply. At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Yari Mikola, and he has a site called thedimensionzone.com. All sorts of interesting paranormal information, and we're dissecting these films of purported UFOs over Jerusalem. We're talking about the fourth film here, and we're explaining why, you know, low resolution may be a problem, especially in trying to analyze something, because doesn't that also mask the defects or at least the tampering?
It can. It can, because it makes them less detectable. Because as I said earlier, when you're looking at digital filming, there's actually tracking lines in the digital frame by frame that aligns each frame to, say, the 29 or 30 frames per second and matches it with the audio. You've seen DivX films, for example, that the sound was off. That's because it didn't match the soundtrack with the video track. And so there are tracks on a digital formatted film that need to be there. And they can be viewed with certain software to determine if they're misaligned or if they've been spliced at any point, which is why I requested the original format of the copy. So in other words, I'm never going to get the original unless they send me the flash memory, you know, from it. And I have had people send me their flash memory, say, we didn't erase it, here it is, okay? I can only tell or guess whether it is the flash memory unless I was there and I took it from the camera. But the thing is that if I have an original, then I can actually go back and take a look at this tracking. When you copy, and let's say I have an H.264 high-definition Sony, and I want to put it on the web.
Okay, this is a Sony high-definition camcorder, right?
High-definition camcorder, and it's got the night vision, which is why I got it. The difficulty is that I have to convert it two times. Once as an AVI, and then into an FLV or a DivX.
And every time you do this, you lose something in the translation.
You lose the degradation. You know, I remember a friend showing me a picture that he had done of Hillary for the magazine Bazaar, Harper's Bazaar. It was a while back, I guess back about 1999, maybe 2003, somewhere in there. But this was when JPEGs was really the only way to go. And he showed me how bad these pixelizations were. But it's here's Hillary with her blouse open, actually her dress is open. You can see some serious cleavage going on. And you know that that face does not belong to that body. So the thing is, it's all about, he says, look at this fake, and it's appeared on a magazine. My question is how many people are going to believe it, even though there's some edges that are blurry on it? And the same thing holds true when you start looking at the FLVs that are replicated and replicated and replicated. Each time you copy it, it loses a percentage of that resolution. So it becomes more, I want to say, discombobulated. Those pixels do not align up anymore.
Discombobulated is, of course, a technical term, very highly technical.
Yeah, it's like a thingamabob and a whatchamacallit. But yeah, so the pixels don't line up anymore because they never did in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, people think, oh, it's digital, you don't have any generational loss. But you actually do, and it creates more diffuse kind of fuzziness to the image, and add that to compression, like you see at YouTube, where they really squash the footage to create space. You do have, it makes it more difficult to detect some of the shenanigan post-production work that's done on these things, but it's still possible to detect.
Well, you know, it's like, for example, do you think that the Washington Post was posting original photographs that were taken right off the camera and put into the paper? Hell no.
No.
They doctor them, they smooth them out, they get rid of things that are unimportant in the photograph, they overlay a good image of the sky behind a bad image of a sky. You know, or above the bad image of the sky. And what they're doing is they're cleaning it up so it's ready for print. It can draw the attention to the individual or the section of the photograph that they want you to see. A lot of times when you see a background blurred in a sport, in a, say, Sports Illustrated, that wasn't done by the camera. That was done by manipulation with programs like Adobe Photoshop. What they do is they mask the football player just as he's about to kick that field goal that wins. By the way, who won the World Cup? I don't get the Super Bowl.
Packers.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
By the way, for political experts or junkies, the Green Bay Packers are owned, I guess, by the city of Green Bay. So it means the people of Green Bay own the Packers. Therefore, it's a socialist team.
There you go.
It's the only team owned by the people, the fans, and also
by
it's by far the smallest city with a professional football team.
Huh. But, you know, it's like you see this football player's perfect shot, background's blurry, you just see the player kicking the ball. Well, that was taken with a telephoto camera that did not get a blurred background because it was taken too far away. So they have to blur the background before they print it. So photographs have been manipulated for years. And the thing is now we have to detect what the truth is in those photography.
Yeah, just look at any woman's magazine with a good-looking lady on the cover. The amount of retouching and photoshopping and that goes into some of those photographs is really unbelievable. I've actually done a few retouching jobs where I took a pretty nice-looking lady, but she was in her early 60s, and I was able to take about 20 years off of her just by going in and manipulating small groups of pixels to take away wrinkles, to tighten up her chin, you know. And I literally made her look 30 years younger, and I'll tell you, she really liked that. You know, it was for the cover of her DVD exercise video. So
especially now in the era of high-definition video and high-definition television, what they do, of course, is the stars go on there. They don't want to see all the pimples and the things in their face that show that they're real people, so they wear special makeup. They use special filters on the camera to diffuse the defects.
Exactly.
It's a world where we can't believe anything we see anymore. You know, so this is why I want to take an analysis. I mean, take, for example, the World Trade Center. You cannot find any original videos anywhere except the ones that are on YouTube. And those are so badly degraded with replication and copies. And the ones that made anything are now gone I don't know whether it was taken away because the government took them off. They didn't want them there. But, you know, I was looking at one, for example, freeze frame of one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center, and it wasn't a commercial airline. I'm sorry. It was not a commercial airline.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody. That's a whole other show right there.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody who's flown his whole life. I've got more SCOM miles than many pilots do. And the thing is that I looked at that and thinking, something's up. So a conspiracy theory, yeah, that's another show. This is the kind of, again, stuff that the Dimension Zone covers. But the thing is that when you start looking at manipulation, I would love nothing better than to see an authentic video of UFOs. I would like to see little gray men walking down the White House lawn, you know, next to the president and his daughters and his wife, and shaking hands with the press. And until that happens, you know, I don't know that we'll ever get an authentic video from anybody unless it's actually a major event.
Well, this is really, the advent of the digital age has made it much more problematic and complicated to actually be able to filter out with an untrained eye some of the very increasingly well-done hoaxes that are going on. And I think the further we get into the digital age, the percentage of real UFO films and videos and photos is going to go down as the amount of hoaxes and fakes and manipulated images starts going towards the roof. I pretty much, if it appears on YouTube, and chances are it's a hoax, at least this is my way of thinking now. And one of the things that I also look at is the reaction of the individuals that are shown in the frame. I listen to the soundtrack. I listen to the quality of the voice. And oftentimes the hoaxes are instantly betrayed by bad acting.
Oh yeah. You know, like the one where the wall is obviously a layer. The guy standing by the wall and watching him just stand still and or just kind of looking like nothing really happened when this UFO comes down and then zips off.
You know, well, we're getting to more of reaction shots, which we see, of course, you know, on the bridge of the Star Trek Enterprise. You know, you have to see all this alien stuff going on and you're being attacked and you got to spin the warp 8 to avoid the Klingons and your shields are down. But, you know, that's good acting. Reaction shots. We're talking to Yari Mikola of the Dimension Zone. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We return. Yari Mikola is our guest. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, why don't we continue on this journey towards possibly fake UFO film?
Well, as someone that's very interested in getting out and interviewing people and looking them in the eye, getting their stories firsthand, gauging their body language, the inflection, the tone, the way they describe certain things, it's pretty easy to determine when somebody is making something up, when somebody is confabulating, when somebody is sort of not being totally truthful. And I think one of the things that really comes through loud and clear on many of these YouTube videos that you're seeing of UFOs and related phenomena is that the people that are involved in the hoax are not actors. And they're trying to be actors, and it's pretty apparent to me that they're not doing a good job. One of the hardest things it is to do as an actor is to be like in a let's say a blue screen or a green screen shot. When you're acting before they composite in the creature or the peril that the person is having to deal with, like in Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs, Lord of the Rings, some of the orgs, that sort of thing. And you'll often hear actors say that it's very difficult to act when they have to pretend that they're responding to something. Now, these are professional actors saying it's difficult. I think it's one of the easiest ways to detect a hoax is to listen to the actual participants on the video. The recent Brown Mountain footage that came out about 3 months ago that purported showed the Brown Mountain lights, and the way that people were reacting to me was so patently, with such bad acting that I instantly, just on the basis of that, I mean, the image looked great, but just on the basis of the way that people were acting, it was obvious to me that they were that this was confabulated.
By the way, the Brown Mountain Lights in North Carolina, I went to see the Brown Mountain Lights with Alan Greenfield and my first wife, Geneva, back, I guess, in the 1970s. And we saw some lights in the distance, and they came closer and closer. It was an airplane, folks. So we failed.
Well, I don't know whether you know Joshua Warren. He's got a website called Limmer. He was one of the first ghost authors that I actually read and liked. I found that he's done an investigation on the Brown Mountain Lights, which is also in our archives on the Dimension Zone, and a really good article on what he did to analyze what the lights were. And he came up with the scientific evidence to show that, hey, it's a natural phenomenon.
Oh, by the way, back in 2007, we talked with Lorraine Warren on the podcast.
Yeah, his wife.
Sure. If you want to check that thing, it's still available in the archives, April 8th, 2007. So there you go. Okay, so we go back to Jerusalem. There is no sighting report. Isn't that really a major part of gathering UFO evidence? Not just the photo, the film, whatever, which can be, as you point out, very easily faked and not very easy to fake in a way that seems seamless. There's no sighting report. Nobody submitted a sighting report anywhere describing what they saw. They just provided pictures.
Yeah, and the first thing that I would have done is, of course, contacted the airport to see if anything showed up on radar. You know, if I were an authority, and the authorities would get on it. And if something were picked up on radar that was anomalous, then, of course, it would have to be cataloged. Now, a lot of times, I know that pilots will not report a UFO simply because of all the paperwork involved, but they do acknowledge that they do exist. They have seen them. They have been trailed, you know, in many instances. You know, when I first moved here to the Netherlands, I was here, it was in January 3 years ago. I'm on the fourth floor. I have an attic apartment. It's really kind of cool because I overlook the entire city. I could see the, you know, 5 kilometers away. And the best night here is on New Year's Eve when these guys blow up 65 million euros in fireworks. It's just like World War III going on. But I was out on my veranda, and it faces the north. And I'm only about a half a mile away from the North Sea. I can actually hear the waves when the windows open. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep, and I'm having a cigarette out on the veranda. And as I'm looking out, I see these two streams coming toward me that look like two planes on fire. Okay, oh, holy cow, look at all those, the planes, they're burning. I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a disaster. And as they came towards me, they kind of stopped in midair. And then they were tubular in shape. From within these two tubes, I saw these two lights come out of one and then one out of the other. The more distant one had the two, and the closest one to me, which is probably about 10 kilometers, 7 miles away. And they look like big balls of light. I won't call them orbs because I could see that they were oscillating. And I'm thinking, okay, what is that? And I watched them come closer and closer to shore. And then eventually they both just faded away, and so did the tubes that they came out of. Did I see a UFO? Yeah, I think I saw three, and two events that I had never seen before. That's not the only sighting I've ever seen. I've probably seen about 12, 13 sightings over the years. And I've even investigated a pretty popular UFO case in Colorado.
Which one was that?
Yeah, which one was that?
Well, you take a name that's a popular UFO case in Colorado. I have client confidentiality going on here.
The Tim Edwards footage in Slida?
No, it's a little further north.
Okay.
We'll mention that he was really popular with the initiative to get the alien registry going.
Yeah, stand a man.
Anyway, the thing is I ended up resigning from his investigation only because, you know, the guy does have a lot of really good evidence. I mean, I looked at some of the stuff he's got, and it is, in my opinion, irrefutable. This stuff is just too good. I analyzed several streams of video. I cannot release it because, again, of confidentiality agreements.
How about the little guy peeking through the window? Did you analyze that?
I saw the real video, and I cannot explain that real video. I cannot explain it, but it was not
fake. Folks, this is Stan Romanek. We have to reveal that. Right? Okay, now, we have had Stan Romanek on the Paracast. We were none too impressed, but you're saying by looking at the original videos, you are impressed.
I was impressed. I actually spoke with another investigator that came out and actually set up surveillance equipment for him. She's really famous for doing crop circle analysis, Nancy Talbot.
Oh, yeah.
And Nancy and I had an extensive conversation with, the case. And she bought a lot of night vision equipment and surveillance equipment to photograph from the outside. And she sent me a video of an orb coming over his house and then going around it and then going through the windows and through the walls. Then internally there are these spots on the walls that look like burn marks but weren't burn marks, but the latex paint bubbled. It actually went through the video equipment because shortly after it went into the house, the video's camera stopped working. It went through the video equipment and actually, and I looked, I saw these boards. I saw the equipment and it had about the size of a tennis ball and it went right straight through them. And you can see it in each layer from the top of the metal in through the circuit boards down to the next piece of metal, down to the next unit that was beneath it, and it did it all the way through three of them. And then out through the cabinet underneath that they were being supported on in the garage, and it had the burn marks on the countertop in the same location where these units were sitting. There is nothing, in my opinion, that could have been so precise in lining those up and have those holes the same size and not damage anything but the circuitry and put kind of like a scorch mark on the metal itself. And it bubbled the metal slightly. You know, taking a magnifying glass and look at that metal was bubbled right where that circle was. I you know, there was a lot of evidence that he had. The problem with that, you know, we saw was the fact that he also has evidence that's questionable. And our recommendation was that you don't release any questionable evidence. You know, you've got plenty of really substantial, high-quality stuff to put out. You know, don't put out the stuff that could, you know, taint what you do have that's quality.
You know, I won't voice an opinion one way or the other about that case, except to say...
Oh, come on, Gene, you got to.
Okay, but I will say this, you know, that one I'm not convinced about yet, but I, you know, welcome more of your evidence and analysis. But I've said in general that maybe a few of these contact claimants over the years had one or two genuine experiences of one sort or another. They embellished them because they appreciated the 15 minutes of fame that they got from being
exactly
contactees, and therefore, basically, they mess up their entire case because you look at something, you say, okay, it's a lie here, you told a lie here, we have to assume that everything else is a lie, whether
exactly
it is or not. Unfortunate. We have,
that's when I would talk about credibility. That's exactly what you want to avoid, which is why whenever I post something that I'm going to make a statement about, I usually get concurred by colleagues that I trust.
We'll get into more of that in a moment. Yari Mikola joining us this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.